Speaking at a farewell luncheon hosted for him by the Zimbabwe Youth Council, Salama said once Zimbabwe's economy is fully revitalized, the country will also become a force to reckon with globally.
Been a very interesting road, I have to say. If you recall, early 2009, the cholera outbreak, the collapse of the social services, and the state of the country back then. It's really been a privilege in all of those sectors to support the inclusive government, whether it's in the youth sector under Honourable Minister's leadership, whether it was in health, education, water and sanitation, or labour and social services. And we've been very privileged to have a role in all of those sectors in support of revitalizing this great country.
Salama said he's excited that Zimbabwean youth are participating in the development of their country.
But for me, the biggest source of optimism is actually the young people of the country and the children. I've actually never been to a country where I can walk into any school, and I've walked into literally tens, if not hundreds of schools in the last 3.5 years, and I can find the most intelligent, articulate demonstration of direct participation of children and young people in their own development and articulation of the rights that they are demanding and will demand.
Salama said while the country has been portrayed negatively in the press, he is of the opinion that the situation is different on the ground.
The Zimbabwe of the headlines tends to be controversial, pessimistic, negative. And the Zimbabwe that I've seen in the last 3.5 years is the opposite, actually. It's much more about people joining hands across all political parties, across all groups, working towards the betterment of the country.
Youth and Indigenization Minister Xavier Kasukwere commended Salama and the United Nations Agents for helping Zimbabwe in areas of youth development, education and health during the country's trying times in the last 3 years.
The immense contribution, Dr. Salama, you have made, like Child President, the Vice Child President, is saying, to education, youth development, to the immunization program, is something I think that we'll always remember Zimbabwe.
UNICEF has spent more than $1 million in the last 2 years supporting youth programs in Zimbabwe and was instrumental in fighting the cholera outbreak in 2009, which claimed more than 4,000 lives and the resuscitation of collapsed social services in the country. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.